This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, a project of Torah shows. And trust me, it's not just for kids. I made this shiur for myself, and I just love to share what I know with others. So please enjoy. Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. So Be'ezrat Hashem, Torah Shows is reaching many people, Ken Yerbu, and we really hope that we can get the support we need to continue our mission. We thank Chaim Lacks for dedicating Mishnah 711. Our topic today is about farming in Eretz Israel. This Mishnah is in Seder Zeraim. It can be found in Masechet Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, and its laws pertaining to the forgotten bundle. The Torah says if you leave a stalk or two, or even if you leave a bundle of grain that you forget about, it goes to the poor. So the Mishnah is going to say four different laws today. Ha'omer sheshechachu fo'alim v'lo sheshechachu balabayit. Let's say there was a bundle that the po'alim forgot about. So the ani wants to take it, as he's entitled to leket shecha and peah. But then we realize that even though the workers forgot about it, but the balabayit did not forget about it. How's that? Well, either he was standing nearby, or maybe you could even say with today we have technology, he has cameras, he could be watching his field even from far away. But the Rav, Rav Avadya Bartanura, says that in this case it belongs to the balabayit, because he can make a kinyan chatzer, and this works only when he's standing next to it, because by a chatzer she'enu mishtameret, by a yard that's not really watched, really it would be hefker, but since he's standing nearby, he could be koneh that way. Shechacho balabayit v'lo shechachu po'alim. Let's say the owner forgot about it, but the workers did not forget about it. So again, that would not belong to the aniim. Amdu aniim b'fanav. What if the aniim stood in front of the stalk because they, you know, wanted to keep it? O shechif puhu b'kash. Or they covered it with a blanket or with straw. So says Mishnah, in that case, it would not be theirs. Hareza eno shecha. This is not called shecha because it has to be that the balabayit really forgot about it and not that others cause them to forget about it by covering it or by blocking it. Or if the Paulim forgot it and he didn't forget it, that would not be Shecha. May our learning be as chutz for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. And I thank Torah Anytime for everything they do for us and for children. Should be as chutz also for the soldiers. And if anyone would like to Zoom with me, I'm available to learn with you with Zoom. And we'd love to learn Mishneyot. That's one of my favorite topics. Or Navi, other topics as well. But anyway, thank you all our sponsors. You mean the world to us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.